WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The recent layoff at a Bryan-based call center is not expected to keep the company from receiving economic development incentives.
According to Research Valley Partnership CEO Todd McDaniel, Pencor Associates is supposed to maintain an $8 million annual payroll to receive a property tax break on their personal property investment. McDaniel says Pencor told them they were in compliance through October. The question remains if the layoff of 175, as reported by KBTX, will be enough to keep Pencor from hitting that mark this year. The RVP won't know the answer until February, when Pencor submits payroll data and or capital investment information. Pencor met the $8 million payroll threshold 2 years ago, then slipped to $7.4 million last year. Companies invested $2 million in equipment, almost twice the requirement. And according to the county's website, they are current on paying property taxes, where Pencor did not get an incentive on the land or building. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station City Council has approved zoning changes that will add two convenience stores to town. Stripes will be building at Welburn Road and William D. Fitch. Stripes Director of Engineering and Construction Michael Choate says this location was part of a package deal.
And we have plans for about 6 to 8, maybe 10 locations here in the Bryant College Station area.
The council also approved going ahead with another C store whose ownership was not identified at Rock Prairie and Holloman. A small change in a contract opened the door at the last Bryan City Council meeting for two opponents of assisting developers of a hotel and conference center in the Bio Corridor. The council, acting as the Commerce and Development Board, is selling land to the Traditions, which will in turn sell to those involved in the Atlas development, which Councilman Rafael Pena noted are run by the same person.
We have a gentleman who's president of an entity of Traditions is the same guy who's president of Atlas, who's himself selling it to himself, where the city gets a piece of the pie, a little bit of piece, but also he has the power to set whatever price he has. He sets himself.
City Manager Keene Register says if the purchase price is less than the appraised value, the city can protest the sale from Traditions to Atlas. The council approved the contract change on a 5-2 vote. The city will receive 35% of the proceeds from the land sale by Traditions to Atlas. It's the first time in 25 years the Bryan High football team has made the playoff run into the regionals. School and city officials invite Vikings fans to wear blue on Friday and line Oak Ridge Street leading out of the field house to wish the team well. The buses will be escorted off campus Friday afternoon at 3. Advance tickets for Friday night's game in Waller against Richmond George Ranch are on sale this morning and Friday morning from 8 until noon at the field house. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 45 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at the bottom of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwirneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Hi, this is Patrick Zeinert. This Christmas, Blue Baker and WTAW are asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. Choose a Christmas angel from the tree set up inside both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominick Drive in College Station and 800 University Drive across from the Hilton College Station. Then shop for your angel, drop off the wrapped gifts at the tree, and we'll do the rest. The deadline to drop off angel gifts is December 10th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
Aggie fans, Slavacek sausage is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics and available all season long at Kyle Field. Slavacek uses the same great Czech recipe you've been used to for years and is made just down the road in Snook, Texas. Slavacek has been part of the Aggie community since 1957. So come see us at Kyle or look for us at your local HEB, Walmart, or Sam's Club. Slavacek sausage, proud to be the official sausage of the Aggies.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning. It's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
The cloudiness we had across the region yesterday morning has moved out of the picture. We're left with sunshine and warmer temperatures for today, 70. It'll be clear tonight. If you're traveling this evening, you shouldn't have any problems, at least in regards to the weather, 40 to 45 overnight. Thanksgiving Day looks to be pleasant around the region with sunshine and highs of 65 to 70. Clear for tomorrow night, lows near 45. And Friday will be nice, too. Abundant sun, highs 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M football gearing up for an air quotes rivalry game with LSU. We've got comments from defensive coordinator Mark Snyder. Also, A&M basketball gearing up for a game. A&M women's basketball gearing up for a game tonight. And the college football playoff rankings were released yesterday. All that and more in sports at 7:50.
So we've seen retailers make the big gamble on events like Super Bowl and that kind of thing. Mattress Mack had to pay through the nose for that once, as I recall.
Yeah.
This might be the first time we've caught wind of a car dealership willing to give out free cars just to woo in Black Friday shoppers. A Chicago area Buick dealership calling it a White Friday sale. Customers who buy any brand new Buick or GMC vehicle at that dealership on November the 28th and 29th we'll have a chance to get all that money back come Christmas. The catch is it has to snow 6 inches or more on Christmas Day, a measurement that must be recorded at the O'Hare International Airport's weather station. Chances of getting any amount of snowfall in Chicago on that day, between 40 to 50%. Again, any chance of snow, according to the climatological folks. Got to get 6 inches and you get the car free. Can you get a human to spell check your mail for $5 a month?
Yes. I'm guessing it's not a question if the answer is no.
Yeah. Really. So, I mean, if you are really, really a bad speller, and, you know, if you could look into the future when we all already have the chips in our forearms, and maybe we won't have to actually write anything, we'll just say it. But you get to be so bad at spelling that the autocorrect and the spell check can't even find it.
I give up.
Yeah, I mean, and I think I've been guilty of that once or twice. I mean, I haven't even gotten close to the word, and the spell check can't help me. But anyway, if it's so bad that the autocorrect cannot fix what you have written,
that's
before,
me.
Before you send another email, sign up for E-Angel. I'm not going to tell you how to spell it. The service brings human autocorrect to your outbox for just $5 a month. Before you send your email to a business associate or somebody who you want to connect with, your email is sent to one of Angel's email angels who personally will correct it and make sure that it sounds professional. E-Angel corrects spelling, grammar, punctuation, and the proper use of words. So, I mean, is there a bunch of back-and-forth emailing then? Did you mean to say? I mean, we're going to do that?
No. Yeah, the talk-to-text has saved my life in terms of spelling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
Because, Lord knows, I literally 30% of the words that I try and spell,
yeah,
my phone just looks at me and goes...
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. We'll be here because we are who we are.
We're going to be here because you said we had to be here.
Career Builder finds that 14% of workers in U.S. America will have to work on Thanksgiving Day. 14%.
We're not the 1% then.
We're the 14%. Forbes.com notes that plenty of people traditionally work on holidays. The medical and emergency service industry, of course, restaurants, reporters, and gasoline station attendants, utility workers, hotel and airport personnel, public transportation workers, business owners, among many other professionals besides retail. Just another day for a lot of folks. But we need to figure out, and somebody at least has come up with a theory, for the perfect work-rest ratio, okay? There are benefits to taking work breaks. Now, this may not just be entire days off. This may be within your work day. figure out what your ratio should be. They've done it for you so that you'll know. Your mind and body can, in fact, benefit from the breaks that you take, which keep you energized so that you can get through the day effectively. So what is the perfect work-rest ratio? There's an app for that. Yes, there is. It's called Desk Time. And what they do is they have monitored employees' computer use. They found that the most productive 10% worked hard for 52 minutes, and then they took a break for 17 minutes. And it's backed up by scientists who point to the natural rhythms of our attention span. Our brain can, some of us, our brain can focus for up to 90 minutes, then roughly needs 20 minutes of rest. But they're saying this is what works, is the most productive people, 52 on and then 17 off. So if you do that, you're going to have a countdown clock? Because if you have the countdown clock, then that's going to distract you because you're going to be looking at it to either see how much time you've got left on your break or how much longer you have to work.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, I tried a little, they call them Pomodoros.
Uh-huh.
And it's the same premise. It's about three quarters of the time working and one quarter of it taking a break. And it's Italian for, I think, tomato or something. But
really? I thought it sounded like a pretty good cigar.
Yeah. One of them tomato cigars. No, it works pretty well. You start it, and then something chimes. You take about a 10-minute break. I think their method is sort of 30 on or 40 on, 10 off, and then it ends up over about 3 hours at all times out.
Yeah. Well, and again,
and it works.
But the thing is, because of the internet, it's so difficult to actually get through those 52 minutes or ever how long you think works for you. Kevin does a commentary every morning in the 6 o'clock hour. And if you heard the one today, I mean, how long did it take you to get that commentary done? Because what it talked about was he went into where you get phrases, where you get words, and then that makes you think of something else, and that makes you think of something else. So how long did it take you to put that one together as opposed to how long
total,
it normally takes
that
you?
One was probably about an hour.
Yeah. And how long
for 2.5 minutes on the air?
And how long does it normally take you?
Anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, see, because that's what happens is, and again, not bad. You get great little nuggets that are out there in the world. But if it's difficult to stay on task because you see something that may lead you to something else and you end up clicking four clicks beyond where you wanted to stop to find whatever that piece of information was that you had in the internet, that has to impact your productivity as well.
Well,
so
that was the metaphoric unraveling of the sweater.
Exactly.
I mean, you're like, ooh, another thing. Ooh,
right.
Another thing.
Because of the ADOS.
So the
attention deficit. Ooh, shiny.
Love that.
That's true.
AD,
yeah.
I will use that one.
I remember that started with one of my kids when he was playing soccer, okay, that first soccer league, you know, because the ball's coming to him and they go, oh, wait, a flower, you know, and they run over there. No, stay where the ball is. But anyway, while we're talking about sports and stuff, here's a save of a different kind in a game on Sunday in Newfoundland. The Gander Flyers hockey goal saved a man's life during the Flyers home game with the Cornerbrook Royals. When a middle-aged fan in the stands collapsed due to cardiac arrest, Patrick O'Brien, the hockey player, runs from the dressing room into the bleachers in his equipment to perform CPR. And with the help of a board member of the Flyers and the town's mayor, who are both former paramedics, they resuscitated the guy. He was whisked off to a hospital. He's in stable condition. So one of the hockey players made a different kind of save.
Cool.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Okay, marine biologists. They do, it's 720. Marine biologists do all sorts of research, basically to learn about a species, but probably to help it survive. Apparently hasn't worked out so well here. Marine biologists say that seals in the wild have learned to identify the ping from the research tags that they put on fish. I mean, is that great
that's
or what?
Awesome.
I mean, instead of swimming around like a crazy seal, they just say, "Yeah, we'll wait for the ping." And sure enough, they have confirmed that that's what happens. They wait to hear that ping, then they zoom in on the meal.
It's a grant-funded dinner bell.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair. your Bryant dealer doing whatever it takes. You talked, we listened. It's called 8-8 Same Great Rate. Now, whatever your heating and air conditioning repair needs, we will come to your home between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. for the same great service rate. So call us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. That's 8-8 Same Great Rate. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
722 News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, we've already gotten a chance. Again, it's been a really odd weather year. Looking at the way the trees have changed, by the way, pretty spectacular. A lot different than we've seen in the past. But what we've also seen is that it's gotten cold earlier than normal. Folks at Intercon want to remind you that leaves you an opportunity to get started right now on having windows that are more energy efficient. The deal is, because the cold, windy weather that we had a few weeks ago, you probably could feel that cold air creeping into your house in the windows that are not energy efficient. Now, it's a good thing to know, but it's a thing that you probably need to change so you can get your utility bill down where you want it to be. The thing is, that air exchange is going on all year round. You just notice it more in the winter because it's that cold air that's moving into your house. You solve that by giving them a call at Intercon at 823-3639. They'll come out, have a look at, kind of assess your window situation, and let you know what your options are. You may want to replace the windows. You may be able to repair the windows that exist. In either event, what will happen is the folks at Intercon will give you an estimate, then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure. This is a father and son started operation. This is a hometown company. Intercon wants to make sure you're a satisfied customer because they got plenty of them here in the Brazos Valley, so there's never any high pressure. And they'll work with you to do the house in stages if that's what you have to do to fit your budget. Give them a call. And by the way, if you're a BTU customer, they have some inducements as well. Give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-663-0890. That's 1-800-663-0890. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-663-0890. That's 1-800-663-0890.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation, and they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit family and estatelaw.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 725 Brazos Valley weather forecast looking pretty nice, as a matter of fact. High temperature today, probably going to be about 68 or so. Winds will start out in the southwest, then they'll shift around to the northwest this afternoon. Low will be 41, then tomorrow we'll have sunny skies and 65 with winds out of the north at about 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow night it'll be 44, and then on Friday near 70. Saturday at 74 and Sunday 76. And even if we peek ahead to Monday, we're looking at a high temperature still around 72. So kind of unseasonably comfortable weather. Right now the winds are out of the southwest at 866 relative, 66% relative humidity. Chill factor is 41 and our air temperature right now under fair skies is 45.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, insurance, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, in time for Thanksgiving, we have news out of Turkey. The president of Turkey, a guy named Recep Tayyip Erdogan, a devout Muslim, has become embroiled in controversy. Now, according to AP, at an Istanbul meeting on women and justice, President Erdogan said, to the press's amazement, that men and women were created differently, that women cannot be expected to undertake the same kind of work as men, and mothers have a very high position in society that only they can reach. This guy's a Muslim, by the way. The money quote, "You cannot put women and men on an equal footing. It's against nature. They were created differently. Their nature's different. Their constitution is different." President Erdogan then said this: "Motherhood is the highest position. You cannot explain this to feminists. They don't accept motherhood. They have no such concern." Now, you remember back in the 90s, Time magazine did a cover story announcing their discovery that men and women are different and that they're born that way. Apparently, the president of Turkey agrees. Now, of course, if a male American politician were foolish enough to say these things in public, let alone at a meeting about women and justice, he'd be drummed out of office. In under 24 hours, he'd be shown the door. So let's see if the feminist movement has any guts. Let's see if they'll hound this guy forever. More likely, they'll just pretend that he never said a word. Turkey, who's that? What's that? Where's that? We don't care.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-973-0903. That's 1-800-973-0903. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-973-0903. That's 1-800-973-0903.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Just after midnight this morning, College Station police were called to a residence on Luther Street, one block east of Welburn, for a silver disturbance. An investigation revealed someone had been struck in the head with an object and is currently hospitalized. A press release did not reveal additional details. The case is under investigation as an aggravated assault.
It's being called Blue Friday and not Black Friday in Bryan. The theme is promoting the Bryan High football team's first appearance in the regional playoffs in 25 years. City and school officials are hoping for a crowd of Vikings fans wearing blue lining Oak Ridge Street from the Fieldhouse to Briarcrest. The buses are leaving Friday afternoon at 3. Kickoff for Friday night's game in Waller against Richmond George Ranch is at 6. Bryan gets the home side of the stadium. Advance tickets are on sale at the Fieldhouse this morning and Friday morning from 8 until noon. Two more convenience stores are coming to College Station. The City Council approved zoning changes for an undisclosed owner at Holloman and Rock Prairie that won't have fuel pumps. The other, which will have fuel, is located at Fitch and Welburn. That becomes the second BCS location of Stripes.
We feel like that we've made some significant concessions in working with the planning and zoning staff and realizing that this has been a particular site that's been challenging at best for everybody, but certainly a very viable, doable track for us.
Stripes Director of Engineering and Construction Michael Choate says they plan on 6 to 10 stores in the Twin Cities. The Bryan City Council at its last meeting approved a small change in the sale of land that will eventually become a hotel and conference center in the Bio Corridor. Rafael Pena, one of two council members who voted no, pointed out to City Manager Keene Register, the same person in charge of the Traditions, which is buying the land from the city, will be selling it to himself as the president of Atlas Development.
Let's say Traditions wanted to sell it at $1 a square foot or something low in nature.
And you would have the ability to protest that. We would have the ability to protest that per the contract. If they wanted to sell the land for less than it is valued at, we have the ability to protest that.
The amount of land needed for the Atlas Town Center project was more than first thought, requiring the contract the council approved by a 5-2 vote. We'll know next spring whether this month's layoffs at a Bryan-based call center results in reduced economic development incentives.
Almost 4 years ago, the partnership announced Ping Crow Associates was coming to town with plans to hire 550. RVP CEO Todd McDaniel says they're one of the largest primary job employers in Brazos County. In the first full year of operation, Ping Crow met a payroll requirement of $8 million to receive a property tax break on equipment valued at more than $2 million. Last year, payroll dropped to $7.4 million. And McDaniel was told Ping Crow was on its way to meeting the $8 million goals recently as last month. But whether that'll happen is not known following the report from KBTX that 175 employees are getting laid off. McDaniel says they're supposed to receive this year's payroll information by the first week of February. Then the RVP will generate a compliance report around April 1st when governmental units will decide whether to grant tax abatements. The break Ping Crow receives is only on $2 million of equipment, not the land and call center building on University east of the freeway that's valued at $4.5 million. A check on the county's website indicates Ping Crow is current on paying property taxes, and McDaniel says local services have been paid. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The former acting dean of the Bush School is leaving Aggieland. Andrew Card has been named the president of Franklin Pierce University in New Hampshire. Card, who served both Bush presidential administrations, and his wife, Kathleen, who was an associate pastor at A&M United Methodist Church, had been here about 3.5 years. The U.S. Justice Department will not bring charges against the Bastrop County Sheriff's deputy accused of injuring a Cedar Creek student after they tased him.
Deputy Randy McMillan used his stun gun on Noe Nino de Rivera last November while trying to break up a fight. McMillan claimed Nino de Rivera came at him aggressively. The federal agency sent a letter to the boy's mother explaining their action. Family attorney Adam Lowy says he's disappointed but not surprised.
We wanted this officer to be indicted, but as we saw last night in Ferguson, Missouri, it is almost impossible in this country for police officers to get indicted for killing or seriously hurting citizens.
Lowy says the family received a $750,000 settlement from the county already, which he considers a win. He says Noe is still receiving therapy, but is much better. In Austin, Carol Nelson, TSN News.
In Manor, police have arrested a man on charges of assaulting a family member, arson, and animal cruelty. 61-year-old Olin Gist told officers an argument led to punching his ex-wife in the head. After the ex-wife and their daughter went to the hospital, Gist admitted to pouring gasoline around their home and setting a fire that killed their daughter's dog. In Austin, EMTs rescued a man Tuesday who dropped his keys, then fell about 40 feet into a concrete utility box. Rescuers rappelled to reach the victim, who was taken to the hospital with fractures, dislocations, and other injuries. Another man who was with the victim made the initial call for help, and if you're wondering, the keys were recovered. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 46 degrees. Let's look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news today at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
A&M Carpet One Floor and Home is having the biggest sale ever.
Enjoy savings up to 50% off beautiful new carpet and take advantage of special store-wide 12-month special financing. Plus, you can save up to 30% on select hardwood, laminate, and tile floors too.
Hurry, this big sale ends November 23rd.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Good morning. It's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 13 straight years.
The cloudiness we had across the region yesterday morning has moved out of the picture. We're left with sunshine and warmer temperatures for today, 70. It'll be clear tonight. If you're traveling this evening, you shouldn't have any problems, at least in regards to the weather, 40 to 45 overnight. Thanksgiving Day looks to be pleasant around the region with sunshine and highs of 65 to 70. Clear for tomorrow night, lows near 45, and Friday will be nice too. Abundant sun, highs 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
But I do know this, if you do want to make it a rivalry game, you got to win the game.
That's defensive coordinator Mark Snyder talking about the air quotes rivalry between LSU and A&M. We'll have more there, plus A&M women's basketball cranking up against McNeese State tonight live from Reed Arena, and the NFL's Superman, as it were. J.J. Watt did something kind of cool yesterday. We'll share all that and more coming up in sports.
If he doesn't carry the football, they don't win. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? He's got to score a touchdown, or the Texans are in trouble, at least in my humble opinion. Bill Flores joins us this morning. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Now, you just got back from Afghanistan. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
Tell me what the purpose of it was and what you found out.
Well, you know, we had a train wreck in Iraq because the president decided to pull out too early. And so several of us from the House Armed Services Committee and from the Budget Committee went over to visit with our ground commanders and also with Afghanistan leaders so that we could find out what the real options are, or actually what's happening on the ground today and what the future looks like under different scenarios. And so we visited not only with our ground troops, we visited with the new president of Afghanistan. His name's Ghani.
Mm-hmm.
And also he appointed a person to share power with him, a CEO. It's kind of an odd position for a government, but I think it's going to work out well in terms of the way they're going to share power. His name was Abdullah Abdullah, and we met with all of these folks and also met with military commanders from the Afghan side to see, what's the future look like. B, what do the Afghan National Security Forces need in order to move forward to continue taking more and more of their security? And we were pretty impressed. Again, this president could mess it up if he does the same things that he did in Iraq by pulling out too early. But I think we're going to leave a stable, democratic Afghanistan. They just had a peaceful transition in power because of a recent election. I think they can continue to do it in the future. So I feel pretty good about it.
Well, and while we talk about that, Reuters has reported, actually it's been about 12 hours ago now, but now it appears that the United States is going to increase the number of troops that they're going to keep in Afghanistan because there's a gap, because the UN folks are not going to contribute as much. So what's your thoughts about actually increasing the number of troops in Afghanistan?
Well, I think that will be fine, and actually it's important to say that our troops are not involved in actual combat activities. We do have that said, there's a little caveat to that. We occasionally have special operators, special operations forces that are sometimes embedded on certain operations. But for the most part, the Afghan National Security Forces, they plan their own operations, they use their own intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, and they execute the activities. Now, we are there. It helps them to know that we're there as a backstop because we could share our ISR information with them to make sure that both defense forces see the world through the same set of lenses. And then occasionally we're there to provide backup air power if they get in a jam. But over this year, 2014, the Afghan National Security Forces executed all of their own operations from their own intelligence, and they did it with limited air power. I think we provide air power at only about 7% of their operations. So they're doing a great job. They're different than the Iraqis. The Iraqis, when they get into a jam, when things go kinetic, they have a tendency to cut and run. But the Afghans are—they're a warrior class. You know, they've been invaded for.
It's nothing new.
They stand and fight, and so, despite the news you hear in the New York Times, which is unfortunate how that's manipulated, the Afghan National Security Forces are beating the Taliban's butt, and they've done. I have to say, I'm very proud of what they've done. I'm proud of the way our military men and women have trained them and have helped them set in place the systems that they need to move forward. Now, is it perfect? No. They still struggle in some areas, but I just do think they're going to get their arms around it.
Bill
and
Flores.
I think that as long as we don't pull out too soon, if we leave about 5,000 people there for 3 years, mostly out of harm's way, I think we're going to do fine.
Bill Flores joining us this morning. Chuck Hagel's offered up his resignation as defense secretary. Your thoughts there?
Well, I'm glad to see Hagel go. I didn't think he was the right guy to start with. I wasn't impressed with his ability to lead our defense operations. But candidly speaking, he was just executing the failed policies that the president asked him to execute. And he wasn't a strong enough leader like a Secretary Gates to stand up and say, no, Mr. President, you're going the wrong direction. So I do fear that the president will appoint another weak SecDef when he needs to appoint somebody like a Bob Gates to take care of this. So anyway, it's not surprising, and I hope we have a better. I hope the American people and the American military have a better outcome out of it than they did with Secretary Hagel.
Sure, you're back in the district now, and you have a little bit of time off now. What can be accomplished between getting back in session and the end of the year?
We have 2 weeks left in session, in this lame duck session, and the things I hope we get done are to fund the government in some way past December the 11th. We also need to deal with some tax extenders that expired December of 2013. We need to deal, if we can, with the president's amnesty executive order that he announced last week. The president still plans to shut down Guantanamo unlawfully. If he does that, we'll need to deal with that. And also, you know, I went to other countries while we were over there in the Middle East, and this is Islamic State threat is real, and they are a bad bunch of folks to be dealing with, and so I think we need to come up with a more comprehensive solution to deal with them other than just using our air power.
Okay, let's go back then to funding the government. I know there are people who want a short-term fix, and they want a long-term funding so that it's done, it's out of the way, it's off the table. What's your feeling as a member of Congress?
Well, I think in a perfect world, we'd have a little bit of a hybrid where we would use an omnibus spending bill to fund big chunks of the government that are non-controversial through September the 30th. And what the reason for doing that is it makes the appropriations process in the next Congress easier and more timely, particularly given the fact that we as conservatives are going to have control of both houses. And then I would use a short-term, at least some parts of the government funded on a short-term basis so that you can constantly keep pressure on the president and his policy decisions to ultimately do the right thing. For instance, you know, theoretically we might be able to put enough pressure on him that he would rescind his amnesty order that he issued last week. I don't know what the likelihood of success for that would be, but I think we need to keep all the tools in the toolbox that we can so that we can deal with a lawless administration. Today, he's going to issue over 3,400 new regulations, including one for ozone, which will be the most expensive regulation in the history of this country, costing the economy trillions of dollars. We in Congress have a say in what happens on that, and I think we need to use funding as one of the tool sets to deal with that.
I saw the headline. This has to do with smog. Is that correct? In cities?
Ozone.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And okay. How do we come up with the number? I mean, you threw out a big number there that's going to cost trillions. How do we calculate that's the number?
Well, we certainly can't rely on the EPA's numbers. What we do is we turn to independent analysts who provide the economic impact, A, the cost, and B, the benefit, and the C, the economic impact of these regulations. This is going to be the most expensive one in history. It's going to leave the American economy a big headache.
You mentioned, of course, the immigration solution that the president has come up with. Really, what are the options that you think Congress can do you not fund things? What do you do? What kind of action can you actually take against that?
Well, I don't have an exhaustive set right at this point, but let me tell you some of the things that we have on our toolbox. One is we can sue the president. Number two is states can sue the president. And fortunately, Governor-elect Abbott has said that he would sue the president. He is likely to have more standing than Congress does in terms of dealing with that. We can defund all or parts of the government that deal with the implementation of this policy, or we can defund other parts of the government just to make life uncomfortable for the president. For instance, let's say, and I'm not saying you would do this, but let's say you defund Air Force One. And so he can't fly Air Force One.
Should have done that a long time ago. Wait a minute.
I'm with you on that. Let's say we defund his golf games. The thing you've got to be careful of is you don't want the Republicans to look petty, but at the same time, you want to keep the pressure on the president. And also, we can't forget the fact that we're going to have control of the Senate next year or for the next 2 years, and we ought to make sure that we just stop his ability to make presidential appointments. So that, eventually, he might see the light at the end of the tunnel. I doubt it, but he might, and say, okay, I've got to ultimately work with Congress, or my life as an executive branch is becoming very uncomfortable. And then if you'd sit down and talk with us about these things, we might make some headway.
Well, his polls came out yesterday. Quinnipiac came out, I think he had a 39% approval rating, so it sounds like you may have a wide area that you can move in when it comes to that.
Well, think about this. Someday he's going to look in the mirror and say, hey, my legacy that I have out there is a pile of poo, and I really would like to have a better legacy than what he's got thus far. And in order for him to have a legacy of something good in this country, he's going to have to sit down and work with Congress on it. Now, we saw Bill Clinton do that. This president is unlikely to ever come to that recognition that he has a terrible legacy. If he does, then, he might be able to come and talk to Congress, and we might find a way to deal with things like tax reform that would make lives better for Americans.
Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thank you for the time this morning.
Great talk to you. I'd wish all of our listeners a happy Thanksgiving. And remember what we're thankful for. We're thankful for a country that's free and that we have our liberties, and that those liberties are protected by the men and women of our United States military, like the ones I saw in Afghanistan this weekend.
Certainly. And the same to your family as well.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 5 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A+ rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Research continues to indicate that divorce is a serious problem for our culture. And I think that's because society doesn't understand the significance of a marriage relationship. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I'm sure every couple marries dreaming about good things like love, romance, and a life of happiness together. But what happens when conflict erupts? A lot of times the magic disappears. What was once beautiful suddenly, it turns ugly. But it's those difficulties that actually set the stage for marriage to be at its most glorious, if you understand the difference between contracts and covenants. Contracts define people's rights separately on an individual basis. It defines what is fair for each person and creates a way out if either person fails to hold up their end of the deal. It's a way of saying, I'll go only as far as you go. If you mess up, I'm out. The idea of marriage as a contract is all wrong, and it's why so many are failing. Marriage is a covenant. Covenants don't address individual rights. They treat couples as one, bonded together through sickness and health, for better or worse. They're a way of saying, even if you don't hold up your end of the deal, I'm going to hold up mine. So if problems have erupted in your marriage, don't give up. Get to work. That's when you'll discover the deep richness that marriage was meant to be. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing.
Scratching and biting.
Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problem, constantly licking his feet. It keeps me up at night.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days.
Tons of energy. No more bad smells.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:56. We'll start you off with Fighting Texas Aggie football as they return to their Thanksgiving night matchup. The rivalry game against Texas is gone. Instead, LSU has stepped in. The preordained rivalry, per the SEC, according to defensive coordinator Mark Snyder, is not much of a rivalry until A&M can get one in the win column.
I think if you want to call a game a rivalry, you better beat them first. And that was our whole message when we got to Ohio State. This group right here has yet to beat LSU. We have yet to beat LSU. If it even is a rivalry game, we're relatively new in this league. So, but I do know this. If you do want to make it a rivalry game, you got to win the game.
Pregame scheduled for 5:30 and the kickoff is at 6:30 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The SEC touchdown leader, Josh Reynolds of Texas A&M, was named a semifinalist for the Earl Campbell Tyler Rose Award, which is given annually to the nation's top offensive player with ties to the state of Texas. With the loss to Missouri, Texas A&M has been knocked out of the top 25 playoff rankings. Alabama, Oregon, Florida State, and Mississippi State continue to be the first four spots in the college football playoff rankings. The Crimson Tide hosts Auburn in the Iron Bowl Saturday. The Ducks and Oregon State square off. Seminoles entertain Florida while the Bulldogs visit Mississippi for the Egg Bowl. TCU was fifth, Ohio State sixth, and Baylor seventh when the rankings were released last night. And here's ESPN's Kirk Herbstreit.
The interesting debate, guys, in these next 2 weeks is really about TCU and Baylor. As we sit here right now, TCU still has that edge over Baylor, and if everybody wins out, I believe that Baylor will eventually lift their resume up even with TCU, and then they'll go head-to-head, will come into play, but it's not going to come into play until that last weekend.
Texas A&M Swimming and Diving rung up several awards from the Southeastern Conference, earning SEC Men's Diver of the Week, freshman Tyler Henschel, while senior Sarah Henry was named Swimmer of the Week and Bethany Grant was named Freshman of the Week. Number 7, Texas A&M Women's Hoops looks for their sixth straight win as they host the state tonight at Reed. The ladies are coming off a 59-41 win over Prairie View A&M Monday before welcoming the Cowgirls, who have qualified for four straight postseason tournaments. A&M junior guard Courtney Walker has been named to a pair of watch lists, earning a spot on the Wade Trophy, called the Wade Watch, and the Wooden Award preseason top 30. Both the J.R. Wooden Award and the Wade Trophy are presented to the top women's basketball player in the country. Texas A&M soccer senior midfielder Shea Grooms was named to the 2014 Academic All-American First Team as selected by the College Sports Information Directors of America. The Liberty, Missouri native owns a 3.55 grade point average in rec park and tourism science. Over to the NFL, where Commissioner Roger Goodell and Players Union Chief Demarius Smith met yesterday to discuss the league's personal conduct policy. Although neither side released details of the meeting, the NFL Players Association has been unhappy with what it calls, quote, lack of transparency in the NFL policy. The NFL countered that the union agreed to the policy during labor negotiations to end the 2011 lockout. in a complete rebuttal of the personal conduct policy. If you were to say J.J. Watt's real name was Clark Kent, few would argue, both on and off the field. He is a perfect example of sportsmanship. Specifically, Watt had some pizzas delivered yesterday, just because he felt like it, to Houston police and fire departments, with a note that said, quote, "Small token of my appreciation for everything you do. You show up day in and day out, never knowing what the day might hold, and never getting enough thanks for what you do, yet you still continue to put others ahead of yourself." It's a class act. In the NHL, Tyler Seguin scored two goals to lead the Dallas Stars to a 3-2 win over the Edmonton Oilers. The Stars won their third straight for the first time this season in the fourth game of a season-high five-game homestand. Seguin says the team is actually starting to come together.
Getting closer to our game, a full game. You know, we're still showing glimpses of, you know, not playing our game. You know, we're happy to walk away with a rope. We go on a bit of a run. We put ourselves in a tough hole, especially with Thanksgiving coming up. But lots of time still left. We're getting closer.
And finally, from the hot stove of baseball, the Boston Red Sox have announced the signing of free agent third baseman Pablo Sandoval to a five-year, $95 million contract and confirmed the four-year, $88 million deal with infielder Henley Ramirez. Sandoval told the Boston media yesterday that he needed a new challenge after helping San Francisco win three of the last five World Series.
It was a tough decision for me, you know. Take me a long time to be sure that I'm going to make the right decision.
He and Ramirez joined the team that has sandwiched a pair of last-place finishes around a World Series. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
At University Pediatric Association, an annual well check is much more than just keeping vaccinations up to date and charting height and weight. A thorough physical exam every year is the best way to ensure the health and happiness of your child. After a child enters kindergarten, they may not need another vaccination until the sixth grade, and that makes it easier for parents to put off the annual appointment. But children develop quickly during these years, and understanding the effects of individual risk factors like stress, sleep habits, and lifestyle choices is critical to a child's overall health, both physical and emotional. The annual well check is the best time to discuss these things with your child's pediatrician. At UPA, an annual well check includes a vision screening that can detect problems in the eyes before a child's vision is threatened. And we'll perform other tests as needed, so you'll always know what's best for your family. For more information on well checks, click on upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Call the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody, we just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Tower Point is celebrating, yes, Thanksgiving, Christmas, but also our first anniversary. And we want to give everyone the perfect gift, a clean car. Now through December 31st, buy one hand car wash, get one free. Or, if you want a complete American Lube Center same day service detail, starting at just $129.95, drop off and pick up. Or make it easy on yourself. Call and we will do it for you. Celebrate now until December 31st. Our gift to your families from all the American Lube Center family.
So Pedro Sandoval moving from arguably the most expensive city on the West Coast, San Francisco, to the most expensive city on the East Coast, Boston. Is that right?
Yeah, but he's making $90 million.
Oh, that's right.
I don't really think it matters that
probably
much.
Not. 47 right now. We'll get to 68 today. WTAW College Station, Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.